This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court has handed President Donald Trump a second stunning election season rebuke in days, this time to his bid to end legal protection for young immigrants. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The administration tried to end DACA, the Obama-era program that shields from deportation 650,000 immigrants brought here illegally as kids. The court ruled 5-4 in rejecting the administration's argument that the program is illegal, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's liberals. It made top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer cry.
These kids, their families, I feel for them.
Kids like Alejandra Gonzalez in Wisconsin.
I can continue living as a normal human being.
The court ruled Monday employers cannot fire people for being gay or transgender. The president tweets both rulings are politically charged, like shotgun blasts to the faces of Republicans and conservatives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, though the number remains historically high. After peaking at nearly 7 million 3 months ago, jobless aid applications fell for the 11th straight week. The decline was much smaller than in recent weeks, falling just 58,000. The numbers suggest the job market has begun a slow recovery. The total number of people receiving unemployment aid fell slightly, with many going back to their old jobs. Employers added 2.5 million jobs last month, and shoppers headed back to retail stores. Still, analysts warn the economy will likely struggle to sustain the recent gains. For more, visit our website, voanews.com.